Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by our good friends at Subaru of New England. Share the love of the brand new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to David from Drake.
Hello, David.
Hello, Kennedy. How are you?
I am living the dream. How about you, buddy?
I am not living the dream. I am late for work in Charlestown, Carson.
You overslept?
I overslept. I'm heading to your hamlet.
A sleepy little hamlet called Charlestown.
God's country. Put some respect on my check.
How late are you, David?
Indeed. My shift starts at 7, but I'm sitting in traffic on 93 right now. So.
Oh, you late. Okay.
I'm late.
David, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, beat it.
I like this guy.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You win yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, that is a loss for you. And she has now left the studio and gone into that other studio, so she can't hear anything that's happening. Are you ready?
I shall do my very best.
Question number one. 35 years ago today in 1989, The Simpsons debuted on Fox. Which instrument does Lisa play on the show?
She plays the saxophone.
Eugene Levy turns 38 today. Name the TV show.
78.
What did I say?
38.
Eugene Levy turns 78 today. Name the TV show he created and starred in alongside his son, Dan.
Schitt's Creek.
Chapel Roan was on an episode of Carpool Karaoke, and she said she'll say something controversial if she wins a Grammy. What is the name of the club Chapel sings about in one of her most famous songs?
I do not know anything by Chapel Roan, so I have no idea.
Question number four. The castle from The Sound of Music is open to the public as a hostel. It's called Schloss Leperskron, and it's in Salzburg, Austria. What is the name of the family in The Sound of Music?
Oh, the Von Trapp family.
And question number five. Taylor Swift had the top two albums on Billboard's 2024 year-end chart. The Tortured Poets Department landed at number one, followed by 1989, Taylor's version at number two. One Thing at a Time came in third. Whose album is that? One Thing at a Time.
One Thing at a Time. The Weeknd.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio.
Kennedy!
David, where do you work in Charlestown?
I work at MGH.
Oh, okay. Kennedy?
Hi.
David got 3 out of 5 correct.
Well done, sir.
These are tough. You ready?
Sure.
35 years ago today in 1989, The Simpsons debuted on Fox. Which instrument does Lisa play on the show?
The saxophone.
Saxophone is it. 1-1. Eugene Levy turned 78 today. Name the TV show he created and starred in alongside his son, Dan.
Schitt's Creek.
2-2. Chapel Roan was on an episode of Carpool Karaoke and said she'll say something controversial if she wins a Grammy. What is the name of the club Chapel sings about in one of her most famous songs?
Pink Pony Club.
3-2. The castle from The Sound of Music is open to the public as a hostel. It's in Salzburg, Austria, Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
What is the name of the family in The Sound of Music?
The Von Trapps.
4-3. Question number 5. Taylor Swift had the top two albums on Billboard's 2024 year-end chart. The Tortured Poets Department landed at number one. 1989, Taylor's version was number two. The album One Thing at a Time came in third. Whose album is that?
Drake.
Morgan Wallen.
Dang it.
Dang it is right. 4-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. David.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I am David from Drake It, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Get to work.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't.
Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, brought to you by our wonderful friends at Subaru of New England. Get a new Subaru during the Subaru Share the Love event. And Subaru of New England retailers will donate $300 to charity. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, it is Redemption Week.
Redemption Week.
We are bringing back the five most recent competitors who have defeated Kennedy and giving Kennedy a shot at redemption. We have Pavel from Cranston, Rhode Island. Good morning.
Good morning.
I want to make sure, did I pronounce your name correctly? We're having a discussion about it off the air.
Yeah, you nailed it.
Pavel. Hey! Nice job, Pavel. All right, I got it. Thank you. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Pavel?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
He's very serious, Kennedy. What was the score when you won before?
So it was 5-3.
Oh, you
Jubu was writing the questions then, so we'll see. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Jubu was writing the questions. Probably a lot of, millennial questions in there that tripped up Kennedy.
No, she's Gen Z.
Is she Gen
Z? She's like 20, 22.
Is that Gen Z?
Yeah.
Here we go. Five trivia questions, all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy, who has left the studio, and you win again. Question number one. Lady Gaga was an extra in AC/DC's Stiff Upper Lip video in 2000, and she got in trouble for headbanging. They told her not to do it because they wanted it to look modern. Is Thunderstruck an AC/DC or a Lady Gaga song?
AC/DC.
3 years ago today in 2021, Spider-Man's No Way Home was released. That's the one where all three Spider-Men, and fight multiverse villains together. Name all three actors who have played your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
So, Tom Holland, Andrew Garfield, and Tobey Maguire.
Question number three, which animated movie franchise is this song a part of? Take a listen.
Hey friends, it's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
Name the movie.
Toy Story.
Never heard that song before.
No?
No.
It's a man named Randall Newman.
Tied at three. Question number four. There was a mini Gilmore Girls reunion when Lauren Graham and Danny Strong bumped into each other. They were just out and about. What is the fictional town Gilmore Girls took place in?
Stars Hollow.
Question number five. Wow. Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You has topped the Billboard Hot 100 for a 16th total week, matching her record. She spent 16 weeks at the top of the charts for this song. She sang with Boyz II Men in the 90s. Name that song.
One Sweet Day.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Are you like the Rain Man of trivia?
I mean, you're just like, do you have your phone like set up next to AI or something? It's just putting back the answers to you.
I do love trivia. Yeah, ask my wife, she'll tell you that.
Pavel got 5 out of 5, Kennedy.
Oh, for crying out loud.
And there really wasn't a lot of hemming and hawing.
No, he knew them so quickly. It's crazy. He beat you before 5-3. Okay. Are you okay over there?
I lost my glasses. I must have left them in the other room. That's all right. Go ahead.
She's not going to be able to see her notes that she
That's
writes
so
down.
Bad.
All right. These are tough. I'm not going to tell you which ones you got right or wrong. It adds to the suspense.
Crap.
Do you want to go get your glasses? We'll wait.
No. It's fine.
Lady Gaga was an extra in AC/DC Stiff Upper Lip video in 2000, and she got in trouble for headbanging too much. They told her not to do it because they wanted it to look modern.
Stupid.
People still headbang.
Is Thunderstruck an AC/DC song or a Lady Gaga song?
AC/DC.
If you can't headbang to an AC/DC song, when can you headbang?
Thank you.
You don't understand our vision.
Clearly.
So can I tell you guys, actually really funny, last time when I played, I had a question about Thunderstruck.
No.
And that's part of the reason why I knew it was an AC/DC song. Yeah, you asked It was a multiple choice question, but how many times do they say the word thunder in Thunderstruck?
Oh, I remember that.
Wow.
That is wild.
What are the odds of that?
I don't even remember Pavel coming on the show. Yeah. Yet he remembers one of the questions from the day he was here. That's incredible. Super brain. Question number two. 3 years ago, today in 2021, Spider-Man No Way Home was released. That's the one where all three of the Spider-Mans, Kennedy.
All three of the Spider-Mans?
Yes, got together to fight the multiverse villains together. Name all three actors who have played your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
All right, so we have Tobey Maguire. And we have Tom Holland. Andrew Garfield.
Which animated movie franchise is this song a part of?
Hey friends, it's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
That's from Toy Story.
There was a mini Gilmore Girls reunion when Lauren Graham and Danny Strong bumped into each other while they were out and about. What is the fictional town Gilmore Girls took place in?
Is it Star Hollows or Stars Hollow? Stars Hollow.
Question number five. Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You has topped the Billboard Hot 100 for a 16th total week, matching her record. She spent 16 weeks at the top of the charts. For this song, she sang with Boyz II Men in the 90s. Name the song.
End of the Road?
All right. Question number one. You said AC/DC. That is correct. Question number two. Tobey Maguire, Andrew Garfield, and Tom Holland. Yes, that is it. Question number three. It was, in fact, from Toy Story. Question number five. You said Stars Hollow. Nice save there. Actually, in Connecticut, according to Pavel.
It is. He's right.
And question number five, you said?
I don't know. What did I say? I can't read it.
Sound it out.
Oh, End of the Road.
End of the Road. That is incorrect. It is One Sweet Day is the correct answer.
No way.
One Sweet Day.
Wow. On a Mariah Carey question.
Yes. How about that?
Don't play with Pavello here.
I mean it.
That is incredible. Or incredible. Unimaginable. I don't know where my brain went there.
That's pretty darn cool. Well done, sir. Well done.
5-4 is the final score.
Wish
Pavel.
You were in here so yes. I could give you your props.
We're going to hang his name up in from the rafters.
Yeah, I really wish I could come in. Obviously, I'm in Rhode Island, so little bit of a hike to go to Boston and then go back to work. So,
well,
yeah.
We appreciate you, buddy.
Yeah, well, next time Kennedy's off on vacation, we're just going to have you come in and play Can't Beat Pavel.
That sounds good. Yeah. I'll do that.
Kennedy, is there something you want to say to Pavel before he leaves?
Yes, my name is Kennedy from Quincy, and I just can't ever beat Pavel.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's going to school, you sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by our good friends at Subaru of New England. Share the love with a brand new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Monica from Lakeville.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Will you kick Kennedy out?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you, too.
So you know how this works. There are five pop culture trivia questions, and if you can get more than right than Kennedy, you win the money.
Okay.
Kennedy's gone into that soundproof studio. She won't be able to hear anything that's happening. And just a reminder, if you tie, unfortunately, that is a loss for you. Question number one. Andre 3000 wants to stop calling his latest album a flute album, saying it's way more than just that. Back when Andre 3000 used to rap, he was a part of which group?
Oh my God, do you know, Dave? No idea.
Who is that you're talking to? Who's the dude you're talking
to? My husband.
All right.
My husband's in the car.
What's his name?
David.
All right, question number two. Red One had a huge debut on Prime with over 50 million viewers in its first weekend. It is the biggest premiere for an Amazon MGM movie on Prime. Name one of the two leads of Red One.
Oh, The Rock, right? Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Bear went to the theater to see that with his friend. He said it was very funny.
Yeah, it's got like an 80-something on Rotten Tomatoes.
Does it? I want to see it. Question number three. Songwriter and producer Ryan Tedder will receive an honorary Clio Music Award at the 2025 Clio Music Awards next month. Outside of the songs he writes for other people, Ryan Tedder is also the frontman of his own band. Name the band.
Oh God, I have no idea.
Question number four. Kevin Jonas says Ego contributed to the Jonas Brothers breakup in 2013. Name the first single the Jonas Brothers released when they got back together in 2019. It is still their only number one song to date.
I know it, but I can't think of it.
The music questions are not your wheelhouse.
Question number five.
Not
it was
all.
21 years ago today in 2003, the third and final Lord of the Rings movie, The Return of the King, hit theaters. It went on to win the Best Picture and Best Director Oscar. Name the filmmaker who created the Lord of the Rings trilogy and won both of those Oscars.
I don't know.
I do love your sound effects, though. Let's get Kennedy back into the studio.
Kennedy!
David was not much of a help, was he, Monica?
Not at all.
Yep. So you're going to a company breakfast?
Yeah, we go to breakfast once a month and just have our meeting at breakfast instead of at the office.
That's super cool. We should do that once a month, Kennedy.
What meeting?
Just all go out to breakfast with the show.
Our company breakfast is you occasionally asking if I want McDonald's at like 5 a.m.
It's true.
It's a perfect breakfast.
We're the ones. I text you this morning because we just got back from Japan and my daughter had called in, but we went to Japan and I feel you, Kennedy, with the anxiety on the plane and such. So I would recommend like some Ativan and maybe some wine and that sort of thing when you're traveling.
Drugs and alcohol, baby.
First of all, for everybody out there listening, don't combine those two. Secondly, honey, I do that just to get through my daily. To be honest, the airport is the one place I don't feel anxious. It is one of the only places on the planet that I truly feel at like peace. It's so stupid.
Kennedy, Monica got one out of five.
Oh.
Sooch. All right, these are tough, Kennedy. Ready?
I was born ready. Let's go.
Andre 3000 wants to stop calling his latest album a flute album, saying it's way more than just that.
Is it though?
Back when Andre 3000 used to rap, he was a part of which group?
Outkast.
1-0. Outkast is it. Red One had a huge debut on Prime with 50 million viewers over its first weekend. It is the biggest premiere for an Amazon MGM Studios movie on Prime. Name one of the two male leads.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Also, Chris Evans.
Sudbury's own.
Good guy, local guy. 2-1. Songwriter and producer Ryan Tedder will receive an honorary Clio Music Award at the award ceremony next month. Outside of the songs he writes for other people, Ryan Tedder is also the frontman of his own band. What are they called?
One Republic.
3-1. Kevin Jonas says Ego contributed to the Jonas Brothers breakup in 2013 when they got back together. They got their only number one song in 2019. Name the song.
Man, I can see it in my head. I'm not going to get it.
Sucker.
Sucker.
3-1, question number five. 21 years ago today in 2003, the third and final Lord of the Rings movie, The Return of the King, hit theaters. It went on to win the Best Picture and Best Director Oscar. Name the filmmaker who created the Lord of the Rings trilogy and won both of those Oscars.
Peter
Parker.
Cottontail.
Peter Pumpkin Eater.
Round face, glasses, hair.
Round face.
Peter.
Pistol Pete Maravich.
Yeah, I'm not going to get it. I'm tired of looking in the file cabinets. Just give it to me.
Peter Jackson, Kennedy.
Darn close.
Peter Jackson was the answer we were looking for.
Just watch all three of the Lord of the Rings movies, and you'll be in South Korea before the ring gets dropped off in
No, I can't sit through that second one again. Throw it in the the freaking fire.
Just get on the eagle.
I'm being surrounded by Peters, Kennedy. Final score is 3-1. Nice job, Kennedy. You get the dub. Congratulations.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Monica, I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but we do appreciate you and David listening and playing this morning. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Monica from Lakeville, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Hey, you in the car. Did you beat Kennedy today, or did you get a map?
I got nothing.
If you missed CBK today, go to mix1041.com. Can't beat Kennedy. Every day at 645, 745, and 845. And now, play at 945 for the chance to win $1,000. It's 1K CBK. Only on Mix 1041.